In our youth development world, we talk about assets. And when people think about assets, they may think about their financial situation, savings, accounts, IRAs, whatnot. This is a different type of asset. It is a long-term investment, but it's, like you said, developmental assets. It's the characteristics that help make families successful and also help youth grow up to be caring and competent citizens.
And in a way, this is giving the kids, giving the youth something to do that helps shape their decisions and choices into their growth and adulthood. But really, this is where the parents, the guardians, and groups come into play with things like what? What are some of those assets?
Exactly. Today, I wanted to talk about establishing routines. And especially because, like you said, this time of year can be very chaotic for parents transitioning from the structure of school to summer. And now what do we do? And how do we... Routines are so important for youth and anyone in general, but especially for youth as far as security, knowing what's going to happen, feeling comfortable in their environment. And so this time, this transition can be very chaotic. And we want to reach out to the community and say, please help these parents. If you don't have kids, talk to families that you know that do and find out, how is it going? Are there things that we can do? Maybe set up a structure that if you have a dog and every Friday morning you take it for a walk, then invite the kids along. So they know, okay, every Friday morning I get to go walk the dog with a neighbor. Very small things like that can make a huge difference.
Yeah, it seems like such a simple thing to do, but maybe as we've become maybe more insular as a society, we're not taking the time to find out or include the youth, which is what we should be doing, isn't it?
Exactly. And this ties back to specifically youth developmental assets, which we talk about the 40 assets, and the more youth have, the more likely they are to succeed. And it ties directly to adult relationships, positive adult role models, and a caring neighborhood. And a caring neighborhood is something that in the UP we're fortunate to have much more than other areas because of our population and our caring attitudes. However, our youth perception is still only 38% are reporting that they have a caring neighborhood, neighbors looking out for each other. Mm-hmm. Here's a shout out. We want to make sure and watch motorcyclists and bicyclists and children playing now that it's summer, but also just looking out for them. Do they have a routine? How are they managing this transition? Do you see them? They're bored, so they're starting to cause trouble. Well, don't blame the child that they're causing trouble. Try to help them find constructive things to do, because it's really the children that are, you know, they're going through this chaotic time. They need to express themselves, and they don't have the mental capacity to come up to you and say, you know what, I'm feeling a little chaotic and stressed and anxious by this transition. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that.
So they may get into something that they shouldn't. And
right.
That's where the adults in the community and other community members can come into play. There really is a place in particular for the key point of positive adults and
yes.
The positive adult and role models, those types of things, and responsible adults. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And you bring up a great point. I think people become afraid to reach out because you hear about the lawsuits, you hear about things that go awry. And so there is a way to do it in a positive way, a way to do it and protect yourself. Mm-hmm. In other words, an adult, never be alone with a child that's not your own child, obviously. Do it in, have groups of youth over, or groups of, you and some other adults along with a child. If you want to take a picnic or go on a hike. Mm-hmm. Recently, the group started to help youth with Oar to Shore. And that's an excellent example mm-hmm. of the community coming together to support youth.
Well, that's one thing. You know, we've got a lot of agencies like that. I mean, we talked to Jane Letts from Big Brothers Big Sisters mm-hmm. a lot here on the program, and that's a great example. And we just did a golf outing where we funded the Start the Cycle program you're mm-hmm. talking about, of mm-hmm. getting the kids into that sort of thing. There are all kinds of options out there, and you don't have to just do it on your own. And if you're not comfortable with that, doing it on your own, then you have these choices.
Exactly. And we can help connect adults that are interested in helping. And we have a website called upvolunteer.org, or they can contact us at Great Lakes Center for Youth Development, and we can help connect them with organizations that may be looking for volunteers, either on a scheduled basis or a one-time project.
It really seems like a good idea, especially as you mentioned, to have the kids get back into a routine, because it is true. You're going from the routine of school for the majority of months, all of a sudden to, here you go. You know, and it kind of gives them maybe, you know, they don't have the direction either, you know, and that's where the positive, responsible adults in the community can come into play.
Exactly. And another example for those in Munising, I know that Alger Parks and Rec, they do a wonderful job. They have a brand new facility. They can always use volunteers. They have so many summer sports programs and day camps that are starting up this month. It's amazing the things that they do.
So if people have questions about some of these developmental assets, maybe some of the key things to look at going into the summer months, or they want to find out more about any of these agencies that are out there, how can they do that?
They can contact us at Great Lakes Center for Youth Development, and our website is glcyd.org, or they can call us at 228-8919.